NFL.com. We have some breaking NFL adjacent news. Tiki, Tony Romo, of course, we saw the video come out earlier this week of what was the OWI?
Operating
while intoxicated.
I think it's the same, right?
Yeah, I saw that and I didn't originally know and I had to look at it. Basically the same thing.
Right.
Bottom line is this. The video came out and look, it didn't look good. Tony Romo was, you know, I can't hear you. I'm going to grandma and grandpa's house. Then he had like that whole afterwards when he is doing the drills. It just, look, it didn't look right. And
tried to call his lawyer.
It was a mess. And I'm going to say the same thing about Tony Romo that I said about Tiger Woods when I was on The Weekend when that broke, which is, dude, I know that life is filled with mistakes. We should be at the point in 2026 where there is zero excuse if you're that intoxicated to get behind the wheel of a car, especially with all the rideshare apps and everything. And if you do decide to do that and you do get pulled over and thankfully don't hurt anybody, I have no problem with consequences being met for your actions. And the consequences, at least for right now, Tony Romo has been placed on leave from his role at CBS Sports until further notice. CBS has announced... Man. And we do have word J.J. Watt is going to replace Romo and work with Jim Nance and Tracy Wolfson for now. So I don't know.
And so what does that now do for Ian?
I don't know who gets paired with Ian Eagle. I don't know. Is that a phone call?
It's just an interesting thing. Ian's the best. I love Ian.
Yeah. This is fascinating. Look, whatever you think of Tony Romo, the broadcast, like maybe people love him. I'll be honest with you. He's not my cup of tea on games. The calling plays thing, I think, got a little out of hand. But this is just more about you were an idiot, and CBS couldn't allow you to go up there and start calling football games. Now, when they say for now, does that mean we're going to get one of those, hey, Tony Romo is going into like a rehab, and he comes out, and they kind of like reshape his image? Like, I guess that's possible. They certainly didn't say he's fired. They certainly didn't say he was laid off. But I would not anticipate, if J.J. Watt's replacing him for now, I would suspect that means the start of this regular season. We're not talking about preseason games here.
Yeah, I mean, they do a couple of, well, not usually, actually, to be honest with you.
Because you got sent to Denver a couple of years ago,
yeah,
wasn't
it? That was because I was working with Matt Ryan for the first time.
Yeah, okay, so we're working out the
Kings. So it was a three-man booth. And then Jason McCourty, we also had another three-man booth. So they wanted to get some reps doing it together before you'd go into the regular season. And nobody knows each other's cadence. Nobody knows when to talk. And Andrew Catalan, who is our play-by-play guy, who's awesome, by the way, he has to figure out how to get it to both of us. And so we would do preseason simply to get reps.
Yeah.
Because it was unfamiliar. But I don't know. I don't remember if they do. I think they do at least one.
So, you know, last night I was watching the Rams and Seahawks. The NFC Championship game was on again on NFL Network.
Right.
I got the itch. So I was downstairs recording a show. I had that Mets Marlins up my little TV wall in front of me. And I just caught it and it caught my eye to the bottom of the screen. They were showing like the preseason schedule. And I know because I saw the logo, CBS has a game on Friday, August 28th. The reason I bring that up is, would that be a spot where they would have had Nance doing the game,
maybe,
and now that's going to be a J.J. Watt spot?
Yeah,
I don't know.
They should get a rep together.
I think that's probably right.
You have to.
And I don't know what the big CBS game. So last year, if you remember, I think it was Brady and Burkhardt for Fox did a 1 o'clock, and they did the Giants Commander game, leaving Romo and Nance to do whatever the big 4 o'clock game is. I'm forgetting what it was. It doesn't matter. Either way, there are two 425 like main CBS and a main Fox game, so I don't know if there's going to be one of those week one joint networks crashing against each other.
Yeah, which they've gone away from, by the way.
Yeah, and it looks like it might be back this year. The two CBS games, Cardinals-Chargers is not a big one. That's just the West Coast one. But they do have Packers-Vikings at 425 on CBS. I don't know if that's going to be the Nance game, but I have a hard time thinking if they're putting him on leave today, that Tony Romo is in the booth on that day.
Yeah.
That would be what I would suggest. So it doesn't look like if you like the, here we go, Jim, you may not get that on CBS, ever again, or at least to start the year. But Tony Romo placed on leave by CBS, the news this morning. 888-808-1019. Eric in Clifton. Eric, what's up?
Hey, Eric.
Afternoon, boys. How we doing?
All is well.
I want to say, Sean, you should have said that caller before they wanted to trade for Mahomes. You should have said that he should simultaneously trade for Josh Allen to back him up.
I was absurd. Eric, I tried to expunge that call from my brain.
Oh, my God. I mean, the trade wouldn't be accepted on Madden.
That's great. I love that.
Keith, you were talking about the Les Snead and the Sean McVay thing. My take was a little different. I thought it was more of a Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope. I think that Snead and McVay are like attached at the hip because it seems like Amazon got a blank check waiting for McVay, and Steve knows it. I think that he really wanted Ty Simpson, and it's true because like the next month they tacked on an additional $55 million. in fresh money for Stafford's contract, because he couldn't have been happy with that draft pick. So I don't know. To me, it seemed like it was a good cop, bad cop act.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. That wasn't based on anything, Eric. It was just, I know that the Rams play chess. Like, they don't do what every other team does.
Yes.
And so when you have Matt Stafford, and you know eventually he's going to either retire or he's going to be beat up out of the game because he has had some injury issues over the last few seasons, you still want to win. And he was in a lame duck situation. He did get a little bit of an extension that puts him out another year, but I don't know. When they drafted Ty Simpson, I know that they're not worried about finding their next quarterback because they never worry about finding their next quarterback.
No.
They just go get their next quarterback. And
they traded.
You know who I could see coming to the Los Angeles Rams at some point? Joe Burrow.
Yeah, you're right.
You know
you're
what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they, whatever. What do you want, Cincinnati? We want Joe Burrow.
Right.
Matt Stafford's done. We want Joe Burrow. Yeah, I know we drafted Ty Simpson. You want Ty Simpson? We'll give you Ty Simpson. You can start over again.
Jared Goff-like when
Dude,
they did that.
This is based on nothing. I haven't talked to nobody. I don't know
it's
anything
based
about
on
anything.
Following the way the Rams operate.
I just look at what Les Snead has done over the last decade, and I know he's playing above everybody else. And so that draft pick made no sense to me. And so when I look at it, Ty Simpson, it's like, dude, did they draft him to just trade him?
And McVay is right there with Kevin O'Connell and Kyle Shanahan, where if 100%. A guy sits under you and you don't watch him play, you just assume they've absorbed the world and they will be great after. 888-808-1019. Our buddy Mario in Long Beach, having a big week here on The Fan. Mario, what's up?
What up, Mario?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
All's well.
I got a point about the Giants and a technical question for you, Tiki.
Go ahead.
Football question for me. The point is, I remember when the Jets, I'm a Jet fan, a Yankee, and Knicks. And I like the Giants, too. I don't really dislike the Giants.
Right.
So, when the Jets got their quarterback.
Gino.
The all-timer,
Rogers.
Yes, I gotta forget this guy. Rogers. Everybody was saying first year Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I'm saying, wait a minute, we haven't made the playoffs in 15 years.
Right.
Can we at least get a winning record or close to one and then see if we take it from there? It's like trying to get to the top of the ladder without going up any steps.
Yep.
You know?
Right.
So I think the same thing is true, because I hear a lot of hosts saying, oh, if the Giants don't make the playoffs this year, I'll be very disappointed.
Yeah, no.
Wait a minute.
A big jump.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree with Connor. You 7 or 8 wins, you double your wins, and if you see you're in every game, I don't see them losing games really badly anymore, you know?
And then you examine the roster, Mario. You examine the roster as to why you lost the games you ended up losing from there, fix those holes, and then you're off and running in 2027.
And here's my technical question, Tiki. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't understand. Let's look at the 2 years ago, the MVP, right? Mm-hmm. Lamar has 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions for the year, right?
Yes.
4. 4,100 yards passing, 66% completion, right?
Yep.
900 yards rushing, 8.8 yards per attempt on the throw, and 119 quarterback rating.
Yeah.
Josh Allen has 20 touches, 3,700 yards passing, 500 yards rushing, and a 7.7, and his quarterback rating's 101, and he wins the MVP.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Well,
something's wrong with that.
Well, I agree.
Thanks, Mario.
And again, this is not going to affect Lamar Jackson's legacy, I don't think. I mean, he's a multiple MVP winner already. He's done stuff that just quarterbacks haven't consistently, not really even ever done. And so it's not that. I just felt like there was Lamar Jackson fatigue. And unfortunately, he was pushed because Josh Allen was not undeserving.
Right.
But I do believe Lamar Jackson had a better season. And
I agree.
But how many times in a row are you going to keep giving it to Lamar Jackson?
Yeah,
because he's a cheat code, right?
He
doesn't turn the ball over. He rushes for almost 1,000 yards.
Well, the dual threat, it's like, how could you not give it to Ohtani in baseball?
That's exactly right. It's kind of the same conversation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's just, how can you not say Ohtani is the best?
Right, when you're, in theory, one of the best running backs in football and one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Right.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah, that was the 2024 MVP voting. The one thing, let me see. This is the first place. So he beat him essentially by about 5.5%.
Which is nothing.
5.5%. I mean, they had the same amount of completions. Their completion percentage was about the same. Lamar Jackson threw for more yards, had 13 more touchdowns and 2 less interceptions, and rushed for 400 more yards.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
It is wild. Now, Josh Allen had 12 rushing touchdowns. Lamar Jackson had 4.
And the Ravens didn't make the playoffs.
Yes.
And that, you know, could have been a tiebreaker.
And I think that ultimately would have, they did make the playoffs.
Oh.
They lost to
I'm getting the years confused
they,
now.
They lost to the Bills.
That's right. I'm sorry. I'm getting confused.
Yeah,
now,
you have a different year.
I'm thinking about last year's Ravens not making the playoffs.
This is 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Boy, all those years blend together. See, it's very hard for John Harbaugh to miss the playoffs.
Yeah. Look, Josh Allen had a great season. He had 12 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving touchdown, and threw 28 touchdowns.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
He's a great
player. They were both great.
Yeah. He's a total sellout for those Nickel Bills uniforms, but he's a great player.